for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition Radio, and we are a Gulf Coast Nutrition store at Alderman Road and Alt 19 in Palm Harbor. If you haven't been by, we'd love to see you. Stop by, say hello.
Or you can also check us out online at gulfcoastnutrition.com. Brenda B., we have a very interesting and popular topic today, don't we?
Yes, we do, and it's about probiotics.
But not just any probiotics, the probiotics from Doctor's Best Company, and we'll be giving some of those away today after the break, and we'll be giving out the phone number to let people know how they can win them. We'll be giving out two of them, right?
Two of them, yes.
Excellent.
So make sure you continue listening. We'll give you that number in the second half of the break.
And today with us, we have Dr. Paris Kidd. He is an internationally recognized expert on health supplements. He is the chief science officer for the Doctor's Best Supplement Company. He's been on numerous radio programs worldwide for his vast knowledge and expertise in the field of supplements. Dr. Kidd, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's good to be on again. I'm looking forward to today's discussion.
Yes, thank you. I don't think I spoke with you last time you were on. I think you were on just with Dr. V, and I was not around that time. But it's nice to speak with you again. Thank you so much for being with us. Now, I wanted to start the show in the respect that a lot of people have heard the term probiotic now, and they know that we're referring to the microbiome or the gut flora, you know, within the digestive system. And a lot of people realize the digestive effects that having the right bacteria there can help with. But I don't think a lot of people realize how much that affects other systems in our body. And I wondered if you could talk to that a little bit.
Well, having these thousands of different strains of bacteria in our intestinal tract is part of a pattern in nature where a particular host will give food and shelter to another living thing, and then these, in their turn, will do good things for that host. And the probiotics, which are defined as live microorganisms that, when administered in adequate amounts, confer a health benefit on the host, that's the definition of a probiotic. These probiotics have a number of actions in the intestines that actually affect not only intestinal health, but the health of all the organs in the body, including even the health of the brain.
Right, which is really fascinating. I mean, more and more studies are coming up showing exactly that things such as arthritis is being linked back to the gut flora. Things such as depression and anxiety is being linked back to the gut flora. So cardiovascular health being linked back to the flora. And, of course, we in this industry have been saying that a long time, that you need to look towards the gut, and that's one of the reasons why, is because of the importance of the good bacteria there.
Well, worldwide, there are thousands of studies. And some of the things that probiotics do are to help us to digest dietary fiber, and they get some of that energy. They generate nutrients like vitamin K, other vitamins, that actually go directly to nourish the lining of the intestine. They can improve the antioxidant defenses. They can improve immunity, not just in the gut, but all the way around the body, and that's very likely at least part of how they improve joint health. They can improve the functioning of the intestinal lining, and they can even help to detoxify substances that get into the intestine and would otherwise give us bad toxic effects. So our health really begins in the intestine, and it's very true too that our movement for social change with integrative medicine and alternative therapies took us in this direction long before the mainstream realized it. We knew for a long time that intestinal health would help to determine everything else that would be healthy in the body. And intestinal health then is an outcome between the health of the intestinal lining and the profile of probiotics in each individual's GI tract. And every individual has a different set of strains and different ratios of strains. It's very, very complicated down there. It's really literally a jungle down there with all of these different living organisms competing, sometimes cooperating, some of them helping, others not helping. And by taking daily doses of probiotics, we help to keep the odds on the side of maintaining intestinal function.
Now, when you say that all of us have a different set of bacteria, I know that, you know, shortly after birth, we start to develop what we call a microbial footprint. And they're seeing that is true. We develop just everybody. Even when we live in the same household, they're seeing that we can have a totally different set and ratio of bacteria from one person to the other.
Well, it actually begins right in the birth canal. Mm. As the baby is coming down the vagina for delivery, the baby gets its first inoculation of probiotics. And it's been shown that naturally delivered babies have a much more favorable probiotic profile than babies that are delivered by cesarean section. And then we move into the factors in human milk, of which there are many, that help to culture favorable probiotics in the intestine. And we can move on from there to all the factors of real life, right? Like dietary choices, stress. Stress can devastate a person's probiotic balance, just emotional stress.
Mm.
And so each person being an individual, each person having a different constitutional profile, different genetic profile, different habits and lifestyle, will have their own individual probiotic profile. And this is why it's so important that we go with the results of actual clinical trials on populations, because it's only by getting objective data that we can even offer a chance that a particular individual will benefit from a probiotic.
Now, this is probably one of the main reasons we look for a multi-strain supplement when we're taking a probiotic supplement.
Well, before I started working on the first probiotic product for Doctor's Best, I thought that it was on that level, but it's actually not. It's on a much more profound level. It's on the level where a particular species of probiotic can exist in a number of different strains, and these strains are constantly evolving. And so you really have to look at the DNA profile, the entire DNA profile of a strain, to be sure of what you have. And so many of these supplements that have, for example, Lactobacillus acidophilus, that has no meaning at all, because there are literally hundreds of different strains of Lactobacillus acidophilus. And even within each strain, there can be evolution. So we had to use strains that are registered with the American Type Culture Collection, which is a global quality control repository. So you register your strain with them, you send them a sample, and periodically the DNA is looked at over and over and over again. And then the responsible suppliers go back periodically and rematch the strain that they have against the strain that's registered. Because bacteria don't follow our rules. Bacteria just do whatever they do. And they can change on very, very short-term notice. So you have to keep those strains standardized. You have to keep rechecking them. And you have to put those specific strains through clinical trials to find whether they work or not.
You know, Doc, I want to ask you more about that when we come back from the break, about the strains and what that means and what you need to look for on the box like that. So keep listening. We're Gulf Coast Nutrition.
And in a minute, we'll be covering more with Dr. Kidd and giving out that phone number so you can win one of the two free probiotic prizes that we'll be giving out. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.